The new film, Maria Full of Grace, opens this Friday in New York and Los Angeles. It tells the story of a Colombian girl who carries drug-filled condoms in her stomach to New York. The prize-winning film is almost entirely in Spanish, and the industry is watching to see if a Spanish-language film can attract a big audience in this country. David Darcy reports.
Maria Full of Grace follows Maria from her dead-end job on a rose plantation to the streets of Queens, where she hides from Colombian drug dealers.
Con su hermana, ¿entendió?
Writer and director Josh Marston wrote a rough script for Maria in English, but he insisted that the film be in Spanish.
By having everyone speaking in Spanish, it creates another layer at a sort of sound design level that further complements this world that I'm trying to create. And people very quickly, I think, get used to reading the subtitles. They forget that they're reading the subtitles. And I've had very few people who walked up to me and said, that was a great film, even though it was in Spanish.
Maria Full of Grace was financed entirely by HBO Films, which will show it on cable with subtitles after it runs in theaters. Filmmaker Josh Marston says HBO executives never questioned his insistence on making it in Spanish.
When we first sent it to them, it was, you know, they asked to see the script repeatedly, and we kept saying, you know, this is a film that's going to be in Spanish. And they kept saying, yeah, send us the script. And we're like, no, we mean, like, it's going to be all in Spanish, not just partly in Spanish. It's the whole thing is in Spanish with substance. And they were like, that's all right, send it to us. We've heard it's a really good story. We want to read it. And from the moment they read it, the fact that it was in Spanish never came up again.
Before HBO picked it up, Marston shopped his script around.
I remember one guy said, a Hollywood producer who said, well, wouldn't it be possible to do this in English? Couldn't we just assume maybe Maria had a governess and they taught her English and the whole family liked to practice their English and so we could justify the whole film being in English? I mean, there were all sorts of reactions like that that were constantly pushing us to doing the film in English.
Maria Full of Grace is not the first film in Spanish to target the American mainstream. The 1991 Mexican film Like Water for Chocolate drew English and Spanish-speaking audiences here. So did the more recent Mexican teenage road movie Y Tu Mama También. The executive who released that film is Bob Burney, now president of New Market Films.
We opened in Manhattan in 3 theaters, in Los Angeles in 45 theaters. And we really played it as a mainstream movie where there was large Latino populations, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Texas. And it was, I mean, although the audience was somewhat bifurcated, the sort of review-driven sort of art house crowd, but in that movie, the Latino crowd was, you know, the teenage boy, kind of American Pie audience, very commercial mainstream. So it was perceived as a mainstream film there.
This spring, Burney released The Passion of the Christ, which set the U.S. box office record for a subtitled movie. Spanish-language films have an advantage in the U.S., where there are now more Spanish speakers than in Spain, and they have an appeal to young Americans who are drawn to Latin style, Latin music, and Latin stars, says the producer of Maria Full of Grace, Paul Mazet.
I feel like Spanish no longer feels to most Americans, at least the Americans in the major metropolitan areas, as a necessarily a foreign language, but it's sort of accepted almost as a second language in the United States.
Yet Mazet says Maria Full of Grace will need more than that to bring in an audience. HBO was calling Maria a thriller about innocents fighting drug dealers, which should draw young males. Yvette Rodriguez, whose Los Angeles firm markets films in English and Spanish to Latino audiences, calls it a coming-of-age movie, and that will appeal to a crucial segment of the audience, young women.
Maria Full of Grace is a wonderful story that I think a lot of women can relate to, that moment when you're making decisions in your life and what road you're going to take, regardless of if you live in Colombia or in, you know, Chicago or in New York. And so I think that because of that, there's an audience for that film.
Maria Full of Grace is already a hit in Colombia. Catalina Sandino Moreno, the first-time actress who plays Maria, says its success is due to its realistic portrayal of young drug mules.
We're very close to that subject, but we don't know the details. So when you tell the Colombian public, when you show the Colombian public, how is it done in your own country, it's a little bit shocking, but they react very good, you know, because it's true. It's what you read in the news, it's what the people know.
Part of the film's realism for audiences in this country will be in scenes shot in Jackson Heights, New York, where Spanish is the first language. Orlando Tobon runs a travel agency that also handles everything from immigration to income taxes. Tobon plays a character like himself in the film, who protects girls like Maria and ships their bodies home to Colombia if the drug-filled condoms inside them burst. He says the problem of mules dying is not what it once was.
Because the mafia changed everything now. You know, it's more sophisticated. But before, in the 80s, is terrible. A lot of people come in and die in a hospital here or on the planes, and nobody clean the bodies, and I do that job.
This grim story may be too real for mainstream audiences in this country. Industry executives will be watching for a trend that links Maria to previous Spanish-language hits like Y Tu Mama Tambien and Amores Perros. A good sign, says director Josh Marston, is that audiences at festivals have demanded another film with the same character, also in Spanish.
I haven't gotten any remake offers, but I always seem to get the question of whether there will be a sequel to the film. It's sort of amusing to me. I guess it's an indication of, you know, there's that old rule, you want to leave them wanting more, so I guess it's a good thing.
They'll get more. This fall, another Latin American film in Spanish will go for the mainstream audience here. Motorcycle Diaries stars Gael Garcia Bernal, the star of Y Tu Mama Tambien, as a young Che Guevara. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.